Bridge FM, it's the morning show, and this is Keith Maddox and Logan Skinner, who is filling in for Sheila Tomac. And Sheila is in Puerto Rico on a mission trip, and we just so happen to have her on the phone right now. Hi, Sheila.
Hi, it is sweating warm here. I hate to tell you this, guys, but I'm looking at the ocean right now and watching people work. I took a moment to talk to you.
Well, you know what? You better bring some of that heat back. Just a little bit, though. Just a little.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So what all's been going on down there? And tell us again what projects you guys are working on this mission trip.
Well, we have a, we're calling it the Love Chapel. It's an old Presbyterian church that was donated to the group that packs up food just like our Love Chapel does. So that's why we've been calling it the Love Chapel, because it's exactly, it takes care of people, it helps people through. And what they had to do in the basement, the walk-in basement of the Presbyterian church, is build walls. And they had to build them so that they had a place to secure the food, had a place for distribution, and had the built-in kitchen so that they could feed the homeless. And it's not that big. It sounds big, but you're talking a pretty small area that they are using, and it's pretty impressive. But they are excited. The walls are built, the electricity's in, and we were going to paint too, but the wood is wet because they reuse wood like crazy down here. And so we're just going to have to leave without painting because they have to let it dry before they can paint it. And then the other project is this beautiful mansion. I sent pictures overlooking the ocean, also donated to this group. And this group not only is a distribution center for hurricane victims, but if you come here on a mission trip or you're a missionary or something, it's going to have some housing in it. So it's this gorgeous house, and it's been sitting for, I think, 10 years or something. It's been sitting here a long time, but they got it, and we washed all the windows. They took out a fountain in the middle of the area breezeway, and they are getting it down to being able to house people here.
Very cool. It sounds like it's been an eventful week for you.
Yeah, this is the first time they've had professionals. We brought down, I mean, besides Eric, like being a handyman to the fullest, there's actually an electrician, a painter, and a contract worker all here that are putting all this stuff together and telling everybody what to do and when. And this is the first time that this one lady has been here for 3 years. First time they've ever had professionals working on the houses and stuff. And they are thrilled.
Oh, I bet they are. That sounds so awesome. Sounds very fulfilling for you guys being down there.
Oh, yeah. As you go, come back and see what they've done, because we're at two locations not too far from each other. You're at one location, and then we go visit the other one. We're like, wow, that's really great, guys. So it's been kind of fun in that way, too, really encouraging each other and just enjoying the work.
Oh, for sure. Well, thanks for checking in with us, Sheila, and we can't wait to see you back in here on Monday.
I look forward to it. Keep praying for us, because this is a group of 25 adults that are really working hard, and we just want to do what God has in mind for us to do. So pray for that.